Democrats bid Julian Castro farewell, "You made this race stronger." By Hannah Blow on January 2, 2020. Several prominent Democrats offered kind parting words to Julian Castro. D. Following the suspension of his presidential campaign on Thursday, proclaiming that his presence made the race stronger. Castro officially dropped out of the presidential race on Thursday but promised to keep fighting for an America where everyone counts. The announcement followed the warning signal he sent in October, pleading for $800,000. "If my campaign can't raise $800,000 by October 31, my campaign will be silenced for good," Castro warned in a tweet. "Help us keep up the fight." While his campaign successfully raised the necessary amount, it did little to help him in the race. He cut campaign staffers in New Hampshire and South Carolina the following month and, ultimately, failed to qualify for the December debate, resulting in a campaign stage full of white candidates, with the exception of Andrew Yang, D. The lack of diversity in the narrowing Democrat field remained a point of contention within the Castro campaign. Campaign spokesperson Sawyer Hackett said in November. While the media is focused on the four white frontrunners for president, the ground continues to shift in the 2020 race, and with candidates dropping out and others unable to appeal to African American and Latino voters, candidates like Secretary Castro are poised for a breakthrough. Several prominent Democrats thanked Castro following his announcement on Thursday. Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMA, thanked him for being a powerful voice, for proposing bold and progressive plans, and for using his campaign to help people who need it now. "You made this race stronger, and you will continue to be a leader in our party and our country for many years to come," she added. "I'm really proud of that." Julian Castro and his campaign. Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, wrote, praising him for promoting important conversations and taking on issues that most candidates shy away from. "At their best, campaigns can be acts of service," she continued. "Julian's campaign exemplified that. I'm going to miss seeing my friend at Julian Castro on the trail." Senator Cory Booker, DNJ, who also failed to qualify for the December debate, wrote, "Thank you, Julian, for bringing your ideas and leadership to this race. Your voice and campaign were invaluable in sticking up for underrepresented communities and pushing the field forward," he added. "America is better because that Julian Castro has dedicated his career to lifting communities and expanding opportunities for all of us," Pete Buttigieg, D., former mayor of South Bend, Indiana, tweeted. "I know he will continue to fight for an America where all belong, and we are thankful for his service," he added. Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, thanked Castro for his pursuit of a humane immigration system, adding, "I look forward to your continued leadership in the fight to transform our country." More. Castro spent $7 million on his failed presidential efforts, as Breitbart News detailed.